once again of Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, whom we spoke of last week, and read a passage about him. Tonight we will read a passage from him. If you will recall, he died on Easter Sunday, 1955. The passage that we're going to hear from him comes from his book, The Heart of Matter. He says, "What the God of the cross was looking for in me was the natural expansion of my being, as well as its sanctification, through the synthesis which is affected by experience, detachment and attachment, renunciation and development, all coming together as one within me. And this was realized in a deliberate change of direction. Supposing a man in all sincerity of heart has one day made up his mind to do what every man who seeks for holiness will increasingly find himself obliged to do, that is, to allow the ascensional faith in God and the forward-driving faith in the human possibility to react freely upon one another in the depths of his being, then such a one will not be able to hold back the boldness and at the same time the paradoxical potentialities of attitudes that he finds himself intellectually and emotionally obliged to adopt if he is going to be faithful to his fundamental aim, which is to attain heaven by bringing earth to its fullness. To Christify matter, that sums up the whole venture of my innermost being, a grand and glorious venture with which the levels of the universal and the personal come together and gradually become one. To bring the universal, the cosmic, and the personal together in order to Christify matter, including ourselves. May it be so, this sacred task." So now we prepare ourselves for our conscious participation, knowing that what we bring matters, how we come matters, how we participate matters, for that is what we are emanating into the group and the group into the world. So we place ourselves with intention and imminent trust in receptivity to the influences coming from the circle of conscious humanity. And we prepare to receive them with all the consciousness we can muster, with back upright, heart open, mind quiet, in directed attention, body relaxed, noticing perhaps, and then releasing tension, constriction, resistance, all unwillingness. And we breathe in deeply all every most hidden part of our being, all being, everything, everything that passed through us this day, our world today, everything that hurt, that confused, that created fear, that brought heaviness, that left us feeling powerless, less than, more than, everything, everything that uplifted, that loved, that brought joy, all affirming, all denying. And we hold it as offering, reconciled, as food for being. We lift it and ask that it all be transubstantiated in our being as whole, as lovely, as radiant, as beloved of God, as we ourselves are beloved of God. We do this on behalf of everyone and everything. And we breathe out this healing light into the world, all worlds. I hand over all anxieties. I hand over all complexities. I hand over all plans and all the small fears of my heart. I open to the divine human life. I am here. I am. I wish. I can work. I stand unencumbered before God and one another. And so it is. We will now enter into our time of Lectio Divina and share our reading three times with a silent pause in between each reading. For in Christ it has always been yes. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Christ, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Becoming passive to oneself, embodying the practice of regard, open and receptive, we can flow like water through life, abiding in stillness, yet flexible, spontaneous, present, and unburdened. Conversely, resistance is a block and burden and the root negative energy of all identification. This can be verified in oneself. This can also be felt in the body through sensation, especially in the gut, solar plexus, the jaw, the shoulders, the neck, facial expressions. Essentially, all resistance is an unwillingness to accept what is, a tug of war with life, because we are third force blind, thus blocking the digestion of impressions and the wisdom of higher centers. Access to the flow of indwelling presence is blocked. We descend to a state of separation from our source and all wisdom. We are asleep. The state of acceptance is the gateway to the consciousness levels of love and peace. To dwell in states of unconditional love and imperturbable peace becomes the inner aim, more important than any other. or in Christ it has always been yes. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Christ, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Becoming passive to oneself, embodying the practice of regard, open and receptive, we can flow like water through life, abiding in stillness yet flexible, spontaneous, present, and unburdened. Conversely, resistance is a block and burden and the root negative energy of all identification. This can be verified in oneself. This can also be felt in the body through sensation, especially in the gut, solar plexus, the jaw, the shoulders, the neck, facial expressions. Essentially, all resistance is an unwillingness to accept what is, a tug of war with life, because we are third force blind, thus blocking the digestion of impressions and the wisdom of higher centers. Access to the flow of indwelling presence is blocked. We descend to a state of separation from our source and all wisdom. We are asleep. The state of acceptance is the gateway to the consciousness levels of love and peace. To dwell in states of unconditional love and imperturbable peace becomes the inner aim, more important than any other. For in Christ it has always been yes. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Christ, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Becoming passive to oneself, embodying the practice of regard, open and receptive, we could flow like water through life, abiding in stillness yet flexible, spontaneous, present, and unburdened. Conversely, resistance is a block and burden and the root negative energy of all identification. This can be verified in oneself. This can also be felt in the body through sensation, especially in the gut, solar plexus, the jaw, the shoulders, the neck, facial expressions. Essentially, all resistance is an unwillingness to accept what is, a tug of war with life, because we are third force blind, thus blocking the digestion of impressions and the wisdom of higher centers. Access to the flow of indwelling presence is blocked. We descend to a state of separation from our source and all wisdom. We are asleep. The state of acceptance is the gateway to the consciousness levels of love and peace. To dwell in states of unconditional love and imperturbable peace becomes the inner aim, more important than any other. And so it is. So I see, Rusty, you have your hand raised. Welcome. Please share with us what you received from this reading, this passage. You will need to unmute as well. If you can.
Marianne, I'm having difficulty spotlighting both of you at the same time. So I'm just going to spotlight one speaker at a time.
Yes, well, please spotlight Rusty then. Thank you.
Hey, Rusty. Guys.
Oh, good. He is able to unmute. Okay, great.
That kind of an introduction this share better be live up to it. I just never get past the word yes. And I just think of all the different times in a day when a yes can make the difference. And the many times that I don't say yes, and I just go off into all kind of stuff that can be avoided. But just the beautiful passage. I love just the way it sounded phonetically. But once it got to yes, I was stopped, and I just so much appreciate that.
Yes. Well, thank you for your yes, Rusty. Over and over and over again.
Marianne.
So, Rodney, let us hear from you as well. You will need to unmute.
Now.
There we go.
Okay. So more and more, what I heard was the whole idea of sensation. And I love the whole idea of incarnation in this reading. It just seems like I know intellectually that God's love, infinite love and infinite consciousness is shining through me at every moment. But because of, it's like there's a collusion between my body and my false personality that keeps that vibration, that energy up here, actually with my neck muscles, in my face, my shoulders. And it's just amazing how simply relaxing those muscles, that energy just flows like water down into my chest as a sweet warmth into my whole body and realize that God's there all the time. If I can just learn not to resist it.
Truly, Rodney.
Yeah. So more and more, keep practicing.
Keep practicing. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Roland, welcome.
Hi, Marianne. Hi, everybody. And this was really meaningful to me. And I've shared with some people that I was involved in some litigation with my ex-wife over visitation rights to my kids. And I had a trial back in November, and things proceed, and finally got the results. And it turns out that I just lost completely. I really failed completely in what I was trying to achieve, which is just trying to get some additional visitation rites, and that was always a possibility of result. But I love this idea of resistance is the negative energy of identification, because I was woken up last night, and the bright idea came to me, well, you can appeal still. And what I love about the end of the reading is that, love and peace are the objectives, finally. And that's what I want. And so I'm not going to appeal. I'm going to accept this and accept this as my work. And I'm so thankful that I have all of you and that I have CCH, because I've got hope today and peace and love in a way that I've never had it. So thank you all for your friendship and love and everything that you've done to make this possible.
Hallelujah, Roland. Thank you. Thank you for your companionship. Steve, good evening.
Good evening. As is reading through the email and this reading, I always love how the yearly aims kind of unfold. And it always reminds me of breaking down a physical movement, like dance steps or throwing a baseball or something. And it's almost like there's some point where something engages and it becomes automatic. And I wonder, like, where one step, like non-resistance, is both a result of the last step and the step to the new step. And so we've been through, this journey of unknowing, and then kenosis, and then regard and external considering. And as you go through those things, all of a sudden, non-resistance becomes automatic. You don't even have, it's like, how did that happen? And it's like that Maurice Nickel piece at the end of The Mark, The New Will, where I'm crossing this ravine and with this restraining wind, and then I find myself on the other side. It just happens. So that's the wonder of it. So thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Steve. May it be so. May it be so. So Jack or Jackie, welcome.
Good evening. I may share too often in our Lexios on Thursday night, and I apologize if that's the case, but there's something immediate and present about Lexio for me. I can't pre-plan what I'm going to say. It just arises because the Spirit touches me. And so tonight's Lexio was absolutely fabulous in so many ways. And I'll start with, we can flow like water through life. What a prospect that is of actually living. And all resistance is unwillingness to accept what is. And finally, the state of acceptance is the gateway to the conscious levels of love and peace. I had an appointment today to go to my dermatologist. It was a follow-up appointment from an earlier appointment at Christmas time, where I had something that was bothering me on my face. And I took care of that, but this was the follow-up appointment. I was so busy at work, between my little W work and my big W work at the church right now. There was a very strong part of me that wanted to say, no, I'll cancel this appointment and not go. And I caught that, and I recognized this was in me resistance and unwillingness to accept what is. And I needed to have this follow-up visit, even though I cut off my little W work earlier than normal. And I went there and I calculated second force, and I recognized and felt gratitude for the blessings of medical care. And I had no idea what I was going to hear, but I was willing to hear and accept whatever it was. And part of it was that my doctor suggested that we needed to do a biopsy on this spot. And I, of course, willingly said, absolutely, and walked away from that in gratitude and acceptance of whatever that means. And I don't know right now what that means, but my recognizing that this is the gateway to the conscious levels of love and peace. And I drove away in total peace and acceptance of whatever God wishes to add to my already amazing plate of wonderful stuff. What a blessing. What a blessing this life is. And I'm so grateful.
Amen. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you for saying yes. So Tracy, welcome.
I noticed the image and I was looking on it with very soft eyes. And the first thing that I saw was the image of a body with arms raised and head bowed in a surrendered yes, if you will, surrendered receptive state of yes. And then I adjusted my eyes and looked again, and I saw hands that were that were surrounding the rose, but not touching, as if in harmony with the essence of that rose. And in a state of silent peace. It was very beautiful.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you. What a wonderful thing to receive that gift. Thank you for sharing it with us. Melba, good evening and welcome.
Hello. Hello. Everyone has described or contributed to the yes that I'm feeling and that I've experienced. I said yes to CCH, and I don't even hardly recognize myself, because I wouldn't describe the feeling of resistance. I just haven't had that resistance with any of the things that I've encountered. And yet, in this moment today, right now, I feel so blessed by that imperturbable peace, that calm. And I can't stop smiling. And it's an internal thing. I feel giddy almost, because that the yes for me has been a discovery. It has been like a blossoming of that rose. And to see even the image of the rose, first thing, I feel like my existence right now is fulfilling Pierre Jardin's comment about bringing down to earth that fullness. Because on the weekend when I did the sacred sound retreat, the unconditional love that I felt in every cell of my body has been such a powerful removal of my resistances, I guess, or blocks, to the point that I feel like a cheerleader. I feel like, and you know, listening to everybody, I feel like right, listening to Steve and Jackie and to Tracy, I feel like, you know, I want to like shout hallelujah, you know, amen to their statements, because that's how much has been unblocked. And I'm grateful.
Ah, I will say amen to that. thank you, Melba. Thank you. Just like the scripture's quote is, the amen comes from us for the glory of God. And so it does. Thank you for that gift. Well, Anita had her hand up, but now is slipped away. Would you like to share, Anita, or come back? We can come back to you later, too. Shauna, would you care to share with us?
I would like to share. Can you hear me?
Yes. We can't see you, but we can hear you.
Oh, sorry. Yes. So my yes has always been, most always been, yes, I will do that. Yes, I can be there. Yes, I will. And now my yeses are, yes, I don't want to do that. Or yes, that can happen, but I'm going to do this of my space. And I'm very new at all this, so I don't know all the words, but first shock and second shocks have occurred. And I've been being impressed by everything that you teach. And so my yeses are different yeses. And I think you know what I mean.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Shauna. Thank you. May the work work its magic in and through you. Well, thank you, everyone, for your gifts, your sharings, the thoughts of your heart as we discover life together and take the next step. So now it is my joy to welcome Pangma Begaman this evening, who will accompany us into our journey of non-resistance. There you go, Pamela. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you all for such a beautiful opening. You've already embodied the teaching, which is so beautiful to see. So I expect we'll have a lot of conversations and sharing tonight. Let's begin with the prayer from Nicholas of Flew that was part of the homework and practice last week. You were encouraged to pray this prayer as part of your practice. This prayer is in the Centering Prayer app, by the way. So we'll start with this. My Lord and my God, take from me everything that distances me from you. My Lord and my God, give me everything that brings me closer to you. My Lord and my God, detach me from myself to give my all to you. Amen. So I wonder if there's anything that you would like to share from praying that prayer or from the practice of regard for oneself, for God, for the earth. Kathy.
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
My favorite day of the week is Tuesdays because it is the night of our movements class followed by my journey group. And this Tuesday, I set an aim in the morning for in preparation for my little W that I would be softer and less rigid. I was going for flexibility, and very early in the morning, I noticed this willful eye come up, and I had this sense that she is not I, but she, and I was even telling her basically that this is not flexible. And she just persisted for hours and eventually simmered down, but not out. And then the rest of the day was kind of like moving through sludge, just, and I had forgotten to anticipate second force, but there was so much of it. It was like being in a movie where the hallway gets longer as the person is trying to walk down it. And I could not reach the joy of my heart, which was movements class and journey group. And about the time I knew I was going to be half an hour late to movements, I surrendered. And I even think I used flow when I emailed my group. I said, I need to let go and just flow. And that night I prayed the prayer from Nicholas the Flew. And that is my closing prayer on the app that you mentioned. And sometimes, I finish my sit and I'm reading the prayer while I'm blowing out my candle and I'm getting up and I'm thinking about the next thing that I'm going to do. And this was more like, it was a plea, detach me from myself. And in the morning when I woke up, I was soft and my voice was different. I spoke differently to my little dogs, and it's thankfully Thursday and it's still with me, this beautiful sort of gratitude and joy about all of the circumstances and events that willful I found so difficult. Mm-hmm. So the prayer really just shifted my being, and I'm going to end my sits with a little more mindfulness. Yeah.
Yeah. Guideline 4, sitting for a couple of moments and savoring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. That's beautiful. That's a very powerful prayer. It's very powerful third force to all of that willfulness and persistence and inflexibility. Thank you, Kathy. Leanne.
Hello.
Hi.
A friend introduced me to this prayer a few years ago. And I started using it. And at first I would cringe because I thought it was asking for a lot. And the same friend that introduced me to it also used to say, crack me wide open. And I would cringe at that too and say, no, just crack me gently, maybe not wide open. And so over the years, and I think it's been a few years of praying this prayer, that cracking wide open has become a yearning. Mm-hmm. and a there's a softness to it now too that did not exist before. It was just such a powerful prayer, which it still is, but in a different way.
Yeah,
it's a gentle kind of prying, like you'd open up a clam or an oyster, almost a tickle to get the oyster, the clam to open up. And I feel that's what is happening with me.
I think it is. Thank you, Leanne. I know it is. Pat.
Hi.
Hi. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I walk my dog every morning, and I carry bags, and I put trash in one bag and recyclables in another and compostables in another and cans for the guy who picks up cans in the neighborhood in another. And I've been doing this for a long time. And one time, probably 10 years ago or something, Ginger came home from church and said, "Pat, you got to listen to this recording. Pamela gave a talk at church talking about walking a dog, picking up trash as a contemplative practice." And I had, you know, I was already had a centering prayer practice and would, you know, realize that my judgments of the morons who throw this out and do this, that, and the other, you know, I couldn't sustain it with that kind of judgment, but that I did not listen to your recording. Sorry. But just that, putting that idea in my head, I walk along and I hear the judgments, or my dog is slowing me down because he's sniffing too long and I want to move on. And then a little later, he's barking because I'm spending too much time picking up stuff. So I just notice all these contradictions and judgments and despair at the condition after a rain when all this stuff comes washing down the gutters. And it's a really good practice to get to see.
Yeah, it's a really good practice when it's done in the light, with lightness, without judgments. Just see it all, and you keep walking, which helps move the energy. Keep picking up that trash, and it's all good. I'm so glad to know you're out there. here.
Oh, thank you for the planting that merging of the disciplines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a gift.
Yeah, life is our school. It's all practice. Thank you, Pat.
All right. Bye.
Anyone else? Melba.
Hi, I want to share what that prayer has done for me, because it really shocked me when I first prayed it. The next thing I knew, I was having this idea on the way home from, I think it was the movement class or maybe Journey School or maybe Seva. And I had in my mind, because of the prayer, decided that in my private life, not when I was at church, that I needed to acknowledge the priority that learning at CCH and discovering has in my life, you know. And I normally come home with, you know, program or a bulletin or a set of instructions, and I've been collecting them. And that CCH folder has gotten really thick. And so I decided, and it happened right after the prayer, so I felt like it had to be right, that to really acknowledge the prayer would mean to organize my private life in a way that I could definitely see that I'm going to school, no doubt. And if I was, you know, just like if I take any other classes, I, you know, have a folder and, you know, dividers. And so I went to Office Depot and I got some big purple notebooks and I started to put together, and this took days, but every time I was thinking, oh, what a, you know, terrible project, I kept thinking about that prayer. And then pretty soon it became where I couldn't wait to get home so that I could finish this section. And I got all the church bulletins, Sundays, all the media instructions together, all of the retreat material together, all the movements notes together, and even put the little dividers. And last night I came this close to finishing. I'm not completely done. But I started looking at it and all the vocabulary and all the research. And then I took pictures of the books that I have been reading, which I couldn't believe I read that many books on, you know, some great material on Gurdjieff, on the movements, on from Father Keaton, all of this stuff. And then I decided, oh my God, I still have to go through all those journals. So that'll be the last finishing touches. But looking at it and then saying the prayer now, I feel like I've acknowledged to myself, I've been getting a doctorate at CCS because it's extensive. The vocabulary, the people, the dates, the paintings, even because I've done some paintings for people at CCH, and I have their notes. So I'm putting that in my what I call a yearning that I didn't realize I had all these years. I have put spirituality, privileged it, but not in a way that I would say, this is my priority. I just had it in my heart. You know, I used it in all my endeavors, but now I see these notebooks and I think I chose that dark purple because there is a passion that I have. I naturally gravitate to, and this, at this point in my life, I'm giving it, opening the door and not being no equivocation. I'm just opening the door and allowing my passion to, you know, to in a way have its way, which is be as close to God as I possibly can. And to acknowledge the work it takes, the study, the reading, the participations, the seva, the media instructions, the movements, all of that. And it has become my life.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Jim.
Hi, Pamela. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to share something that blessed me from last week from the email and from the Lectio Divina. It was from the excerpt from Brother Wayne on sensitivity. And it helped me a lot with my practice of regard this week. I noticed that when I'm in a conversation with someone, when I'm in a one-on-one face-to-face interaction, I often forget to do a three-centered observation. I often forget that. And sometimes I'll do it retroactively, you know, if there was some uncomfortable energy in the encounter. But the words, there were three sort of phrases in that paragraph. It said, um, being fully there, having no agendas, and having sensitivity of heart. And just those three things just gave me the simple sort of framework just to do a brief check-in when I sit down with someone. Am I fully here in my body? Mm-hmm. Are there some agendas rattling around in my brain? Do I want something from this person? Do I have some unmet need that I'm projecting? And then once that's kind of clear, then I can feel, am I tuned in the heart and have that sensitivity? And yeah, that just simple framework, those words really helped me this week. So thank you.
Thank you. It also sounds like a form of self-remembering.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim. And it occurs to me that coming with an agenda is or can be a form of resistance, which is what we're going to talk about now. And let me just share on screen. So we've used the phrase flow like water. And I just invite you in this moment to feel in your body what flowing like water might feel like. If you can find a part in your body that might be tense and allow something to flow. Breath can flow like water. Walking can flow like water, a sensation of walking. A lot of times in the morning when Michael and I are making breakfast, it feels like a flow or a dance, getting out all the different things and dancing together and getting everything going in a wordless, coordinated, unified way. It's like water. So a lot of what we're going to be talking about this evening is on the level of energy and sensation, which Rodney mentioned. He felt like the email really brought sensation to the fore, and that's exactly how we'll be exploring this topic this evening. So, as I've mentioned before, I go to another wisdom school, which is downtown at the YMCA. And my teacher will often ask the question, who am I when I don't get my way? And she'll often follow that question up with, can you let go of everything that's ever happened to you? Can you just let it go? Everything that's ever happened. These are very big questions. And part of the invitation when she asks these questions is to begin to feel where the blocks are. Begin to feel where the energy stops flowing. Begin to feel where the bracing comes in. So these are questions. I have a few more here to just notice what happens in your body or what comes up for you or what maybe there's an image that comes. Who am I when my expectations are not met? Is there a place in your body where you can feel that? Who am I when my best intentions and efforts are thwarted? I have the best of intentions. I've put a lot of work into something, and it's going nowhere. or going backwards? Do you see an image? Do you feel something in your body? Who am I when I'm under pressure or great stress? What does that feel like? I can actually feel pressure in my body. If someone's pushing me, I don't like to be hurried. And if someone's trying to hurry me, that kind of feeling, I can feel that in my body. It literally feels like it's coming from the back. So to practice non-resistance, we have to begin to be familiar with how resistance shows up for us. And it's different for all of us. And thoughts about resistance or thoughts about our unwillingness are just another form of resistance. So this is about dropping down into the energy below the neck to get in touch with this. So Marianne highlighted some of this in the Lexio. Resistance is the root energy of all identification. Is that true? You can verify that. See if it's true for you. As I've looked at it in myself, I have come to see that that's true. I've also felt that the work says that pride and vanity are the giants that walk before us. I also feel like pride and vanity are just other forms of resistance. And we just did an exercise where we were feeling into the body for the sensations of resistance, because we have to get to know how this shows up for us, because maybe we have it under other words, other descriptions, but the sensations are likely to be the same. Essentially, all resistance is an unwillingness to accept what is. And I hope that we can take that in as not a judgment. There's no judgment. There's no right or wrong here. It's just beginning to understand what's happening. Acceptance is a very high level of being and consciousness, and it's a very high practice, and it's not one and done. Acceptance is an ongoing practice. So acceptance and non-resistance go together. Marianne again highlighted this, but let's review it again. What we resist persists. It is literally a tug of war with life because we are third force blind. And when there's no third force, when we're just in first force, second force, we block the digestion of impression and we block the wisdom of higher centers. We're in reaction rather than listening and responding. Access to the flow of indwelling presence is blocked. We descend to a state of separation from our source and all wisdom. And we are asleep. We're innocent. We're innocent in how these programs have manifested and crystallized in us. This is an image from Marc Chagall. All the other images I'm using will be from Georgia O'Keeffe, but what an interesting depiction of resistance. we could study this as a Visio Divina for some time. But Dr. Hawkins says all suffering and emotional pain result from resistance. Its cure is via surrender and acceptance, which relieve the pain, but usually relieve the pain over time because it's a practice day in and day out. The last time that I spoke to the Journey School, I actually used this quote, and I'm going to use it again because it's so good. The basic disposition in the spiritual journey is the capacity to accept all reality, God, ourselves, other people, and all creation as they are. The whole of the kingdom is ours for the accepting. And Kathy, I loved the description of your day because I just got this sense as you were talking about you wanted to be flexible, but there was nothing but this pushing and persevering, this second force. And yet you could feel just on the other side of that was the aim that you had set. The whole of the kingdom is there, and yet it's just out of reach. As the self runs its programs, it's just out of reach. We know the inner taste of it. We've been there. We've lived it. And yet we have those days of a lot of second force. Another question that came to me is, do I resist joy? Do I resist joy? Do I resist playfulness? The simplicity of just being, the simple things. Do I resist joy? We can be so serious. I'll speak for myself. I can be so serious. And in a quasi-monastic community like ours, we can be so pious and so careful. Do we resist joy as we just work so hard? It's a good question for me. I thought I'd share it with you. So part of working with energy is the welcoming prayer. It's an embodied practice. It goes beneath the thoughts and the stories, the narrative self, and moves into what's happening now in the body. It's a three-centered way of self-remembering, self-observing, non-identifying, self-remembering. And there's three movements of the prayer. It's feeling and sinking into what you're experiencing this moment in your body. And this can be even if something has happened earlier in the day, and as it inevitably comes up in your thoughts again, and you can drop down into the body because that moment is still present for you in your body. Even if the event itself was earlier in the day, 2 weeks ago, 10 years ago, if when it comes up again in memory or thought, there's a corresponding sensation in the body that can be processed. That's the invitation. Process now. Hello, here I am again. And we use the sacred word welcome. And what that means is I'm acknowledging that God is with me. I'm acknowledging that as I experience what I'm experiencing without judgment, that God is with me. I'm consenting to the divine indwelling as I experience this fluttering of my heart, my shallow breath, because I'm so scared again. And then just to help bring the thinking mind online with all of this, in the beginning, as we practice this, we say interiorly, I let go of my desire for security, affection, control, and embrace this moment as it is. So we're going to practice that now. And I invite all of you to settle in. You might want to put your hand on your heart and your hand on your belly just to increase the sensation of the body. Feel yourself here now, connecting with breath. Feeling that flow of breath. Feeling the air on your skin. Hearing the sounds in the room and the silence beneath the sounds. And we're just going to begin with a body scan. You can start at the top of your head and just start to notice as you circle around. Any sensation around the eyes? Any sensation around the temples? Behind your eyes? Across your cheeks? The muscles around the mouth? And we're welcoming that God is with us as we feel our own embodiment. Pleasurable or tense, uncertain. God is with us in our embodiment here and now. And let your attention rest with your throat, the place where you speak. Maybe there's been things you've said and wish you hadn't, or things you wish you would have said, things that have been left unsaid. Maybe there's a constriction. Welcome. Just notice, shining the light of awareness. Welcome. And now, moving to the neck and the shoulders, the place where we can hold the world. We try to hold the world up. We try to hold our life up. We hold our beloveds up. Is there tension, constriction? Welcome. God is with me as I am in this experience. And then we move to the abdomen, feeling the solar plexus, how we might sometimes hold our breath, have shallow breath, or brace ourselves for the day. Welcome. Welcome. And then letting our attention descend into the hips. To our foundational, our balance, our imbalance. Is there any achiness, tightness, pain? Welcome. Welcome, indwelling presence. And we can descend down through the buttocks, the legs, the calves. There can be so much tension in the calves. Just noticing. And if sensation moves or dissipates, keep your attention flowing to another part of the body. Welcome. I let go of my desire for security, affection, control. And embrace this moment as it is. Welcome. And as you are able, you can just slowly bring your awareness back to this sacred circle. I would keep going, but for the sake of time. Just wanted you to have an experience of keeping the process on sensation and not thoughts about the sensation. And this is a practice that you can do in the moment. If there's something really big, it's great to take the time and to really work with the energy, but in the moment, it can be as quick as an inhale and an exhale, kind of an inner awareness of the sensation, a welcome, and a letting go. And I just wanted to share some nuances of that, this practice, which originally came from David Hawkins. He says, stay with the feeling and stay focused on it unwaveringly if you have the time. This is if you have time to work with the energy. Realize that all pain is due to resistance. Be willing to become immersed and surrender to the feelings without avoiding them. Notice that they come in waves and that surrendering to the most intense waves tends to decrease their emotional severity. Always ask God's help and surrender all will to God. And especially if it starts to get really overwhelming, then also just take a break. There's no judgment. Just do what you can do with God's help. And when it's too much, it's too much. You can leave it for another time. Be willing to suffer out and endure the process. If not resisted, it will process itself out and come to an end. But this, when he says come to an end, this could be months, this could be years. No expectation. I was recently working with something and it was months. And it finally let go. It finally kind of dripped its way out. So if you ever have any questions about the welcoming prayer practice, you can contact me separately about that. So flowing like water. You can begin to get a sensation, especially when guided through the practice, that there is a way to flow with sensation if it's not resisted. And it really is about a willingness, and it helps that our other practices prepare the ground of willingness to be able to flow in the moment and to flow with difficult obstacles. And I wanted to end with a parable of non-resistance. This was shared with me by a work friend, and I really felt like it had an incredible amount of wisdom. And so I'm calling it the parable of non-resistance. I am in a dream of recurrence. I am with some other entity. The other entity does not have a body. It is energetic and it is malevolent in nature. The first few times through the cycle, it was clear this entity wanted to kill me, and in fact, it did. Each time the situation would reboot and recycle. And there I was in the same vague situation with this malevolent entity seeking to kill me and then doing so. As the night went on and the dream continued, I began to anticipate what was going to happen earlier in the cycle. And because of that, in some versions, I would start hiding, and in other versions, I would start strategizing about how to kill the entity before it killed me. In cycle after cycle, sometimes I would be the one killing it, but like me, it was learning through each cycle, getting craftier to avoid my attacks. At some point, it became clear to me that I needed to love this thing instead of fight it. Now, when a new cycle would begin, even though the same fear was present, there was also a new resolve not to defend myself, but to love it no matter what. So for a few cycles, I would love this thing, not defend myself, and it would kill me. The last cycle of the dream happened right before I got up in the morning. I was somehow telepathically communicating to it. I'm just going to love you. I'm just going to love you. And just before I woke up, there was this moment in the dream where we both leaned in toward each other, heads down, like we were bowing. Even though it was more energy than body, my head was coming down to rest slightly on where its shoulder would be. And something in it was yielding, and its head was coming down to rest on my shoulder. And then I woke up. Since then, I have come to wonder if this entity was really killing in me what needed to die. Maybe the whole purpose was to kill fear and worry and violence, and to take me to that point where there was nothing left to do but love. Amen. Marianne.
Thank you, Pamela. May it be so that there is nothing left to do but love. And let us pray our prayer of God's love, because this prayer affirms that we are first loved and therefore we can love. God's love has always met and will always meet all my needs. I give freely and receive joyfully. And how blessed I am to simply remember God. Protect us, Lord, while we are awake, and watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and to sleep, rest in Christ's peace. Amen.